Hey, everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 96, saying goodbye and hello.
Or hello and goodbye.
I think we could do either way, but I thought maybe we would talk. So we're going to talk about some of the things we recently said goodbye to at our last trip. And we also said hello to some new things.
What about hello there?
You know, that would have been clever, but I don't think anything was Star Wars related.
Good job. Oh, I'm so proud of you. But you really were supposed to say General Kenobi.
Oh, well.
But that's okay. You got the reference, and that's the most important part of that equation, which is why you are a keeper.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this was a test. I'm glad I passed.
We got to go.
I know. Disney World.
I got to go.
Yes. Now we can't hear as much complaining from Randy's.
Yeah, I think everyone was sick of me talking and moaning. Some people were just like, I haven't been in 5 years. And I complained about 18 months.
Yeah. Well, because you went to Disneyland last June, but yes, not Disney World.
So that's a different world.
Yeah. It's a land far, far away. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Okay. It works. It makes sense. I get it.
I don't think you were impressed.
But yes, this was a fun, it was a neat experience. It was kind of impromptu.
Yeah.
You know, basically we planned it
a month out.
You know, barely a month out, right? Yeah. So we got to do some new things, and we got to do some things for the last time. So I'm excited to talk about it. I actually am pretty excited to talk about it.
Yeah. And I mean, we obviously being there for a week, we have a good amount of new content to talk about just from experiencing things. So this might not be in depth on any of the things that we're going to talk about, especially the new stuff.
There's so much to talk about that if we really went in depth, this episode would be days long.
Yeah. And I know you guys love us so much, but we just thought we're going to pace ourselves. We're going to pace you. So I wanted to start with.
Are we saying goodbye or hello first?
We're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Are the weakest link.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Oh my gosh, that was like 2004 or 5 or something.
That was an awesome game show.
Yeah. I don't think I would have been good on that game show, by the way. I'm not very good at, because they had to do it really quickly, right? They had to come up with stuff quickly.
When she said, you are the weakest link, goodbye, what do you think your reaction would be?
I've been like, you're right.
If only you knew.
What would your response be?
I don't think so. I would have said, I don't think so, Tim.
I thought you would have said to her, you are the weakest
link. Yeah, that's probably, I would have been like, no, you're the weakest link. Goodbye to you.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. Okay. So when we talk about things that we said are saying goodbye to, it's things that we knew going into this trip that we gotta give some attention. We gotta go to these attractions because they're done.
They're going bye bye.
They're going bye bye. So actually, a few days before our trip, they did the Muppet Vision.
Muppet Vision 3D. We didn't get to do it.
Yeah, we saw the wall. We saw it, the building's still there. It's not that far gone. But so apparently you said bye to it last time we were there, the previous February. But
yeah.
I don't think I even saw it this last time I went. And so it's kind of one of those things when we're going to say goodbye to some of these things, it's a little bit like, okay, we weren't really helping the cause. So, so Muppet Vision really isn't on my list because we didn't actually get to say goodbye to it. But let's start with everybody knows this is Randy's like biggest thing. It's Tom Sawyer Island. We said goodbye to it.
I was really grateful I got to go one last time.
Yeah.
Now, listen, you know, a lot of my nostalgia for Tom Sawyer Island stems from growing up at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay. Which the Tom Sawyer Island there is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not quite the same, but that's where my nostalgia came from. So on the one hand, as much as I am outraged at this decision... And I remain outraged.
Yes.
Okay. And that's not going to go anywhere, mostly because I feel like this is, you know,
it's just a bad decision.
I think it's just a bad decision. Yeah. I think there's so many other opportunities. They didn't need to subtract in order to add.
Yeah.
And that's all they're doing is they're subtracting and they're replacing. So they're not really adding anything. And when we've talked about, you know, Walt's vision was plussing, right? He says, you know, he talked about the park is always growing. It's always evolving.
Yeah.
And so I get that. Sometimes some things are going to go away and some other things will replace it.
And it's going to keep happening.
But, you know, he also talked about plussing it, right? Plussing it in terms of that evolution. Where does it go next? How does it grow? I don't agree with the concept of taking two things that were frankly pretty near and dear to Walt's heart, which is Frontier America.
Right.
Like that is near and dear to his heart, and taking that away so that we could have a version of Cars Land sort of thing in the middle of it. I just didn't get it. And when you geographically look at the footprint of Magic Kingdom, I mean, they're already expanding beyond Big Thunder Mountain. There were so many other places where if you wanted to add an attraction like this, you could have done it. You could have continued to add. So I was disappointed. Now, let's be real. Tom Sawyer Island hasn't been the same for many, many, many years. You know, once upon a time, there was a quick service restaurant out there. There was other things to do, places to sit. Those pieces of the island are still there, but they've long been shuttered and abandoned. Yeah, they have not used it in forever, which I've said for a long time is also a huge miss on
lost
their part.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge lost opportunity because of the lack of those kind of amenities across the park. I don't think there's enough food, certainly not enough quick service food. There's certainly not enough with places to sit. So it's just an opportunity. And I think, too, about, again, I'm going back and thinking and comparing it to Disneyland. Okay, Disneyland has food in Frontierland, basically, right around the corner from what used to be Splash Mountain. Now, you know, there's a lot of places to sit and eat right there on the river.
Right.
And now you're telling me Magic Kingdom's not even going to have a river. Like, it's just heartbreaking, in my opinion. So I'm really glad to say we got to go one last time. And in this last time, I also had a first.
Yes, you did. You said hello to what?
I said hello to a snake.
Yes,
and it startled the heck out of me. I did not expect to see that.
I mean, it is the frontier, dear.
You know, when you get across to the island, there's signs everywhere. It says beware of snakes and crocodiles, which they started putting up after a tragic incident a number of years ago.
Yeah.
So to a certain degree, I always kind of didn't take them super seriously. I've never seen a snake in the Magic Kingdom, but this time on Tom Sawyer Island, I saw a little buddy out there. I came out of one of the caves and I looked to my left and he was like right there on the ground in front of me, and he was not small.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about snakes other than I don't like them. So I don't know what kind of snake it was. Certainly didn't look like a garden snake like I see out here.
Did he eventually just go off the path?
So he slithered away and some people were walking up. And so I warned him. I said, hey, there's a snake over there. And this lady, she looks at me like, I'm absolutely nuts. She's looking around. There's no snake here. Well, he went underneath the porch that I was standing on. And
you should have said there's a snake in my boot. That would have.
I should have. But she seemed grumpy. You know, she wasn't enjoying her last time on Tom Sawyer Island.
Yeah.
So
because you're not grumpy right now. I guess you weren't.
No,
grumpy
I'm outraged.
Yeah,
I'm not grumpy. I'm outraged. But anyways, I got to do it all. I got to see it all.
You took all sorts of
I
pictures.
Took my time.
We let you go do your own thing.
Yep.
The rest of us didn't even wait
for y'all. I just said, I'm going to do my own thing. I did the barrel bridge. I went over down into the fort. I played with the guns. I took a lot of pictures, got some videos. I'll never look at them ever again, I'm sure, like most pictures and videos I take. But I did it. And, you know, I took my time coming back. And boy, it was a hot day in the Magic Kingdom at that point. Like, this was at the peak of summer. It was just hot.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop me.
I enjoyed it. I mean, also, we said goodbye to Rivers of America. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit, too. But I got some good pictures over by, like, the fort area where there's actual bathrooms. And, you know, you can shoot at the trains coming off of Big Thunder Mountain over there. I got some really good pictures of the Big Thunder Mountain mountains or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really pretty reflecting off the water there. I guess my biggest thing talking about both of these is, you know, at the heart of it, it's a park, right? Magic Kingdom Park. And so when you take away park elements like trees and rivers, and I mean, I know it was man-made, but at the same time,
those trees were not man-made. Those were real trees.
I just think The
caves were fake, but the rest of it, you know.
So that's my sadness of saying goodbye is I think the water feature, it really did create a sense of calm. Like, I think that's one reason why I liked Frontierland, because, you know, with all the fun and excitement, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of that calmness, and it's just pretty. It's not like the bluest water ever or anything, but
no, it's brown. But you know what's cool is, and I like you bring up calm, you know, I always thought that's what was so amazing about Tom Sawyer Island. You got over there and I couldn't really hear the rest of the park anymore.
Yeah, it's quiet,
right? It's quiet, even though you're almost like, you know, in the middle of all sorts of stuff. Yeah. You've got, I mean, the only thing you could really hear is the Liberty Bell going around,
yeah,
when it would blow its horn. But I couldn't hear all the noise over it. Big Thunder Mountain, I couldn't hear the noise over at
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. You can't hear all of the people. If you're out there during a parade, you don't really hear that. Like, it was really cool that you could be so close, yet actually for a moment you could be detached from the chaos. Yeah.
I will say I don't do tight spaces, and we did a couple of the caves. And there was one where I kind of almost had a little panic attack. I was like, this is really tight and the ceiling's like, I just felt like it was coming in on me. So I am sure I'm not the only person that's ever experienced that. So that might be, you know, one of the reasons that it is not a favorite. And I mean, it's a hassle to get over there, and it's a commitment. It's like, you're talking,
it's
a
got
good
limited
hour and
hours,
half.
Right? Yeah. They don't open when the park opens, and they close way early. Right. Yeah. Now I know why they close early, because you're not going to see those snakes in the park.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
I did get video of the snake, by the way. So, you know, maybe you can post it to the Instagram after the episode
okay.
goes.
Yeah,
people
I don't think
know. I wasn't making it
yet.
Up. So I do have video. Like, I was lucky to grab it just right before he was gone. Right. Wow. If you would have seen I walked out.
Did you scream?
And it was out of the corner of my eye to my left. And I'm like, wait, what's over there? And I see the snake and I'm like, I literally thought, why did someone bring a rubber snake? That's what I thought, because it was super still. And then all of a sudden it moving, and I was like, oh no.
That would not have been okay. It's a good thing that we went and did our own things that time. So just to finish the trifecta here of what we said goodbye to, later that evening when we went back to Magic Kingdom, we took a break. We did the Liberty Bell. We barely got, I think we were one of the last.
We were the last ride of the day.
Yeah. And as of recording, it's all done.
Yesterday was the last day, period. So, yeah.
So the Liberty Bell is a big steamboat.
It's an actual steamboat.
Yeah, it's an actual steamboat. But, I mean, when we've seen the Rivers of America drained, which I have, you can see that the boat goes on a track.
Yeah, it goes on a track.
It's not like it's free floating. Someone's actually steering the boat. But multiple levels. It's pretty serene. And then there's scenes like behind Tom Sawyer Island, and like the guy fishing and
some Native Americans.
The Native Americans doing their thing. And so they're it's more than just you're on a boat. Like they've
and
created
it's stuff that you don't really get to see without going on the Liberty Bell. You can see a little bit when you're on the train.
Yeah.
But not all of it, not super well. But when you're on the boat, you have an opportunity to see things you will not be able to see otherwise. And that's sad. Well, it's sad because, one, you'll never see it again because I'm sure all of it's going to go away.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's just interesting, right?
I will.
They're audio animatronics that are doing these things. And that's what's so unique about it, I think, is that it's these audio animatronics out in the open.
Outdoors, yeah. And you're like,
like,
wait,
you
is
only
that,
ever see this
you're
indoors.
A little bit tricked, like, wait, those aren't real people.
Yeah.
So I will say, choosing to really dedicate time to all of these things, it kind of did eat into the rest of our Magic Kingdom day. Like, we didn't do some things that we normally would have done. We did take a nice break, and it was a very long park hours day.
We had extra magic hours in the morning, and there was late hours afterwards.
We had extended evening
hours.
So
we rope dropped at 8:30?
I think 8:30. Yeah.
And it was open till 1 a.m. So we did take a couple hours off in the afternoon.
But it's one of those that in the future, if they were still there, I just wouldn't do it every time. And so I guess maybe that's some of the thinking, is it's just not as utilized, but I don't know. My biggest thing is the park aspect and the serenity that's unique. So, all right. You want to know, do you want to know what else we said goodbye to? Staying at Magic Kingdom, we said goodbye to the blaster guns at Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Yep, it's time for an upgrade.
I don't know exactly what date that's going to be changed, but I'm pretty sure
not
the next time.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. So right now at Disney World,
Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin,
they're attached to the actual vehicle.
Yeah, permanently attached.
I feel like at Disneyland, you could
pick them
up.
Yep, you can pick them up. The trigger's a little friendlier. Anyways, they're very inconvenient, and they don't work well for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, and we remember we try to utilize our Lightning Lane Lightning Lane early there, and the guy's like, come back in 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, even though the wait time was like five minutes, right?
It was. Yeah. Anyway.
That cast member's got a few things to learn.
Yeah. And then going over to Hollywood Studios, we said goodbye to the Aerosmith
Rock and Roller
version of Rock and Roller Coaster. Again, I'm sorry, I don't have dates for y'all, but in a very near future, it's going to be the Muppets is going to be the...
Yeah, well, some of the things they haven't announced dates for, right? So some of it's just going to be a little bit fluid.
Yeah.
You know.
But I took some pictures of Aerosmith, you know, that...
Hey.
30 years.
We can't leave these people here.
How about some backstage passes?
Yeah, I like that idea. Let's do some backstage passes. Anyways.
We should talk about our pretty cool experience of it being broken down in the morning. It was broken down and...
So So first of all, really interestingly, we rope dropped Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
And part of our rope drop was that we went over to the
Tower of Terror,
right? And so we rope dropped Tower of Terror. We got right on, basically. It was walk on.
Yeah.
We got off. We got right back on, walked on again. We had a lightning lane for it later in the morning. Jack, on the other hand, does not like Tower of Terror and will not ride it.
Yeah.
And so he said, well, you guys go do that. I'm going to go rope drop Rock and Roller Coaster. So he gets in line. They start moving. And sure enough, during the extra magic hours in the morning, because that's when we were there for the rope drop, it broke down. And to their credit, they did right by all those people in line, because it was a lot of people in line.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that that's the busiest I may have ever seen Rock and Roller Coaster from all of my visits. Normally, it's pretty mild and Tower of Terror is packed. But I think because Aerosmith's going away, there's a lot
more
of interest in going.
Yeah.
So Jack got a lightning lane to use any time. And go on Rock and Roller Coaster, and then he just went and waited for us on the Tower of Terror. But we also had a lightning lane for Rock and Roller Coaster, and sure enough, right about the time that it...
I don't think we had a lightning lane at that point, but anyway...
We got one later then?
I think we were over there for some reason. I think we were finally using our Tower of Terror or lightning lane or something, and we were just like, oh, let's... Because we'd seen that Rock and Roller Coaster was still down. So we were just finishing up at Tower of Terror, and we're like, well, what? Let's just go see. Let's go see if Rock and Roller Coaster is open now. You walk by that board, you know, that's on the street,
it says it's closed.
The app says it's closed, but we're like, we'll just go check anyway. So we're just walking up there, and we see cast members.
We see a few people starting to walk through right?
Like there's past the cast members.
Past the cast members, and there was nothing on, there was no wait time posted, nothing like that.
But we were like, can we get on? He's like, yeah, it's open. And
he's like, this is the time.
Yeah.
And so
we just almost basically
we
watched.
Basically walked on to Rock and Roller Coaster in the middle of the day.
Yeah, and then we didn't even have to watch the pre-show.
Yep, we
like
walked
they
right
were trying
past
to
it because
get
they were trying because they knew that line would stack up. And then later on when we had our lightning,
well, remember
lane,
when
that
we got off
stacked.
That ride? We got off that ride and they had to like unlock us out of the seats.
Oh yeah, we got stuck.
So
I think it broke again.
We literally like threaded the needle of like being able to get on and kind of getting off. So that was pretty neat. Later when we rode that again and said goodbye to Aerosmith, it was, even with our lightning lane, it was, I don't know, 45 minutes altogether.
Yeah.
It was
yeah, even with the lightning lane, it was stacked.
So bye Aerosmith. Okay, we also said goodbye to Dinosaur.
Mm.
I didn't know how much our kids really liked that ride.
I love that ride.
Now they keep quoting, you know, like, what's the part at the end? Like,
Not going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
They're not going to make it.
They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. So anyway, Dinosaur is going to, it's similar to Rock and Roller Coaster, where a lot of it will be the same, but it's going to be at Indiana Jones, same vehicle, same track, but different things you're going to be looking at.
Which, you know, if you did not know this already, Dinosaur actually is the same as the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
It's just a different theme. And so they're going to bring Indiana Jones now to Disney World at Animal Kingdom. It will not be the same as the Disneyland story. It'll be a different Indiana Jones story. But, you know, it's pretty easy switch over for him, I think.
Yeah. And then the last thing I have written down is just altogether Dino Land USA at Animal Kingdom. It was already very much taken down like that. That one big ride that kind of obstructed the view, that really spinny thing that I never
did. Triceratops spin.
No, there was one behind it that did a lot of spinning and there was multiple spinning things. The
Primeval Rural.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, that whole carnival nonsense is gone.
It's gone, and that was very open, and you can, so they have some.
That's where the Encanto Land is going to be, right?
It looks like it's going to be pretty cool, but Dino Land,
you know, it's interesting. Be extinct. I never really understood the dinosaur thing there. I mean, to tell you the truth, here we are, Animal Kingdom. Why aren't we celebrating living animals? We're talking about.
I think it could have worked. I just think that somebody got too cute with it. That's it. I'm quoting you. They got too cute.
Yeah,
with
they
it.
Got too cute. You know, I will say, if I remember correctly, the one time I came as a youngster, I was a teenager, I guess, probably.
Did y'all go to Animal Kingdom?
We did. And I remember going in the, actually, I don't remember.
It opened in 1998. I think y'all went before that.
I might be thinking of when we took one of our children into the boneyard.
Oh, yeah. You're thinking pit. Of that.
That must be what I'm thinking.
You keep squinting your eyes as if that's going to help you discover.
You know, I'm not going to make it. Jeez. It's so your far in the past. I'm time traveling here.
Gosh. Through the toaster oven.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I think they're kind of whitewashing and just like, okay, we're going to have a fresh start over here. So we'll see. I think I've kind of already discussed this with you and family or whatever, but that park is going to really struggle going down a major ride. Even though Dinosaur might not have been as popular, but it was still something to do. And now that there's one less thing that's going to be
There's that whole side of the park. There's no reason to go over there, which means that you're going to push all the rest of the foot traffic to the other side. Other places, I mean, it was already sparse to begin with. You're right. I don't know how big of an impact it's going to have, but I do know this. The addition is going to be a great relief.
Yeah.
You've got a reskinned thrill attraction. You've got a new thrill attraction coming in. You've got some other stuff. I think that's really going to be a big benefit. To tell you the truth, Animal Kingdom, in my opinion, needs at least three more thrill attractions really to help manage crowds.
Well, to balance it out with what they're offering other places.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not a... You can't really call it a full day park because it doesn't have full day hours.
Yeah.
But you could at least make an effort. Yeah. because the 7 minute show of the birds in flight, like that's not going to fill your bucket.
I know they have a delicate balance there because they're trying to make sure that they are being respectful, especially to... They already get enough flack from lots of places, they don't want.
And I'm not advocating extended hours. I think the hours are fine, but I think you need to provide some relief to other parts.
Well,
of
that park. Cali River Rapids, we did like that. That was a big disappointment. Maybe we were just all in a funk at that point. But like that's something that most people. I mean, it's not everyone doesn't want to get wet. And if it happens to be cold, anyway, it's just one of those, like, one less thing to possibly do.
Sure.
So, all right, are we ready to say hello? So those are all of our goodbyes.
That's everything we said goodbye to?
I mean, you didn't want to see my notes before we started here or add to your own.
So if you think
of anything else we said goodbye to, then you just...
No, I think that's probably it. I mean...
Okay, well, we're going to start with...
See ya.
Adios.
Not real soon.
Not real soon.
See you never again.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. Like, it's still hard for my brain to really comprehend it.
To wrap it around, I'm never going to do that again.
Yeah. I mean, like, the Aerosmith and some of it, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of going to see you, but, like, I'm not going to see the Liberty Bell boat. It will be a shock, especially for the next few years while they have to redo that whole area. Okay, so we said hello to lots of things. Let's start with one that brought tears to my eyes, actually. And actually, it was there the last couple times I've been, maybe at least one or two other times, but I actually stopped and took a picture, was the statue of Walt Disney in Epcot, where he was sitting on the bench looking out across the way. And it just, like, I don't know, I got emotional just because, it looks like him and you feel like you're sitting there and he's engaging in a conversation. And I don't know, it really touched me because he is pretty inspiring. So anyway, that was something that I enjoyed. I took pictures. I think a couple of the kids did too. So.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice statue. It was really good.
Kind of a quiet area.
Very quiet area, basically right off of the test track, spaceships area.
Well, it was right in front of Spaceship Earth.
In front of it, yeah. But I thought it was really nice. There's a little pavilion there. It's around one of like the Connections pavilions or something like that. And, I do think it's touching. It's the park Walt didn't get to see.
Yeah,
but it's the one that, he conceived of.
Not in the way that it is.
Not what he conceived of. But, it's just kind of cool, I think. And
it makes more sense that he's there and that his brother is at Magic Kingdom. Like, I think there was some thought put into it.
Yeah, I do think so. And I think that it's... I think Walt would have been proud of Epcot.
Yeah.
It wasn't what he originally
was
dreaming of.
Right.
But I think he would have been proud of Epcot and what was trying to come together there. And his brother did a fine job of building a park,
Yeah. All right. So we also said in future episodes, we're going to talk a little bit more about the live entertainment. But we said hello to two new live entertainment at Hollywood Studios, Little Mermaid.
Wow, that was excellent.
I didn't really know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect.
And I didn't want any spoilers.
I went spoiler-free in there, and that was a show like one I've never seen them do before. It was cool.
It was cool. And there's just a whole different element when there's live actors rather than, just a screen or even audio animatronics. So, like I said, a teaser. We're gonna go in depth in the future about that one. And then the other live entertainment we saw that's new is Villains Unfairly Ever After.
That was dynamite. I think I had low expectations for that. I really didn't know what to think. So the Villains show takes place where you used to have the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy. And if you remember that, it was a cool little show, but it was mostly geared for the little kids. And you had life-size, cars. Lightning McQueen. And then they added Sally or whoever. Sally. What was that?
Mater and Doc.
Cruise. That was it. Cruise. Oh. That's the one from Cars 3, which wasn't a very good movie. Anyways, it was fun for the little kids to see that. But you didn't get a whole lot of people in there. You sat on benches that didn't have backs on it, right? But it was a place to get out of the heat.
Yeah.
So I didn't know really what to expect. And then we get in there, and it's this huge theater and auditorium. They probably fit 200 or so people in there at a time.
Yeah.
The crowd kept coming, and they were filling the queuing area. And I'm just like, there's no way we're going to get to see this right now.
Because when you think about the Lightning McQueen show, there wasn't that many
people.
Seats.
It was like 20, maybe 30 people, right? Yeah. But there were hundreds of people here. Anyways, we got in there. I will say they need to do some logistical work on ingress and egress, right? That was really kind of crazy. I don't like when there is no order to the line.
No.
I've never liked that. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it, Sam. I am.
I do not like it. I don't like green eggs and ham. Yeah. But I will say on that note, very tangentially, right? When we went to the Haunted Mansion this time, pleasantly surprised, they finally found a way to funnel people immediately rather than have this chaos coming out of the stretching room.
Yes.
I'm
that
like,
was
all these years, now we finally figured out, oh, if I just put a rope up here, they'll go in an orderly fashion. Rather and they did than, the same thing yeah. at Cosmic or at Guardians Cosmic yes. Rewind. They were funneling the them instead of yes. you'd get out of there and it'd be a chaos and stuff. So I'm doing lots of grand arm gestures as I'm talking about it. So anyways, need some work there at Villains, but the
now
show...
Now he's just doing mediocre arm waves.
The show was really dynamite. Catchy songs that would stick with you the rest of the day.
Don't give too much away.
I'm not doing it, but I'm just saying catchy songs. That's how you know you've got something... You've got a hit on your hands here is if you're thinking about it the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And it impressed our 19-year-old. So, you know, that's a wide range of ages that enjoyed it. Okay. So we also, I'm trying to see if there's anything else at Hollywood Studios. I don't have anything else written down. We said hello to Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Well, I did.
Yeah. Well, you and all the kids, they never done it.
Just you?
Just I went with my friends in October.
I thought you went with the children, a couple of kids.
No.
You're positive?
Yes. Stop yeah. squinting your eyes at me.
Well, I'm time traveling.
Your poor brain. Yes. So I went with my friends in October, and that was the first time I had done it. And then, yeah, all of the kids and you had experienced it for the first time. So you okay. said hello. So what was your hello experience?
So, you know, there's
your wife did get on the computer 7 days in advance at 6 a.m. in the morning to get these for us.
Yep. And
I got in line very early.
Let me tell y'all for a second, okay? Let me just say it. You're a fool if you don't have a travel agent who will do that for you. Okay, you're a fool. And by the way, Kayla is that travel agent, okay. Not just for our family. So it will make your trip a lot better. Here's the thing about Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Lots of controversy in creating the ride in the first place, right? Is it so much that people love Splash Mountain or they just hate the idea of change? I don't know.
Right.
Okay. I'm a little bit of both. I loved Splash Mountain. I didn't like change.
You don't? Nope. I thought you loved change.
No, I don't like it at all. Remember the green eggs and ham.
Okay.
So there's a lot of controversy around that. But I think we all knew at the end of the day, you know, whatever they came up with was going to be a good attraction, right? And it was. It was a beautiful attraction. I think there was some cool things in there. The animatronics were really, really good. The setup was really nice and thought.
It smelled new.
It smelled new.
Which was a good, bad thing.
I mean, you didn't get the old musty smell like you used to have. But here is my ultimate take from Tiana's. There's nothing special about that ride. And I felt like there was with Splash Mountain. Point in case, what I just talked about with the villains,
right.
Catchy song, it'd be with you the rest of the day as you're thinking about it. You get off Splash Mountain, you're singing Zippity-Doo-Dah for a couple of hours, right? You may never have seen Song of the South. You have no idea who Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox is, but you know Zippity-Doo-Dah, and it's going to stick with you, and you're going to remember it. You know, I've seen Princess and the Frog a couple of times. It's not one of my favorite movies. I know some people who it is their favorite Disney movie.
Of course.
Okay? But you go through the ride, and I felt like it was missing the biggest parts of the story. Number one, there's no villain. I mean, even in Splash Mountain, you had
the villain.
The
scene.
Villain.
Well, that was leading up to the top of the mountain when you
That's
were scared
why you're
to go
plunging
down.
Off, right? And the thing about the Princess and the Frog is, if you take the villain out of the story, there's no movie. There is no story because there's no frog,
right?
Okay. So I thought that was a big miss. And then second of all, there's just elements that you should expect to see. You should expect to see a Disney princess in all their princessery, fineness, whatever you get. You should be singing songs that you know and recognize from the movie. And we just didn't get that from this ride. It was a fine ride, but almost as soon as we were off of it and nearly as fast as I was dry, I'd already forgotten pretty much most of it. It was forgettable. And I think that's a really, really big miss.
Well, and so just to play devil's advocate, you know, maybe Zippity-Doo-Dah, like maybe that sticks because you've done it so many times. There's just, you know.
No, it sticks because it's a clever,
catchy song,
right?
Okay, and then my other thing is
Don't forget, who did Zippity-Doo-Dah?
Who? Forgot.
Wasn't it those famous brothers?
I don't think so.
No? You don't think so? Seems like it was.
squint your eyes again. Maybe that'll help.
I don't have my phone to look it up.
Okay. So I was just going to say, in fairness, the ride is not called Princess and the Frog. The ride is called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. So I think they do set you up for, hey, this is not the Little Mermaid, you know, we're just telling the story. So
James Basket.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Sherman Brothers.
Yeah.
But it feels like a Sherman Brothers song.
Yeah, I'm gonna still try right. to be right in the end here.
Yeah, I was telling everybody I didn't know what I was talking about.
Okay.
But I'm still listening to you.
So anyway, I think that they do try to set it up like, hey, this isn't Princess and the Frog. It's called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. But I, like, just the little girl in me is like, I want to see Tiana in that big green ball gown. Like,
and
I think most little girls that are going on that ride, I mean, she has a really cool sparkly dress at the end, which I love, but it's in my mind, there's a little bit of like, hey, I want to see something that makes me think of the movie more than just a few nods.
And to your, I think your point is well made. I do think that was their intention. And I think, again, it's a huge miss. Name me another attraction that is styled after specific Disney IP where they're not telling the story of that attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not a single one.
Right.
Not a single one that I can think of. Someone, if you can think of one, tell me. Maybe it'll come to me later. But I'm jogging my brain. What other ride do we have out there after a movie where it doesn't incorporate the movie in it? I can't think of one.
Right.
You got Ratatouille? Nope. Check. You got Frozen? Nope. Check. You got Peter Pan, you got Winnie the Pooh, you got Pirates of the Caribbean.
The point is to
even
tie the
Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah, you're trying to tie the nostalgia that you saw and experienced watching the movie with actually being on the ride.
Because you're saying, I want to be in the movie. I don't want to be in a non-movie.
So let's just, again, saying hello to Tiana's. I mean, I think it was happy to say re-hello to the ride and the track and the splashing, like that part.
And you get way wetter. I will tell you that much. I really do believe you get much wetter than you did on Splash Mountain.
Yeah. Well, they had to change it so that.
But look, anymore. Am I saying I'm never going to do it again? Absolutely not. I'll do it pretty much every time I go.
Yeah.
But I feel like from a memory standpoint, it's a little bit of a miss.
Yeah, and like there is an element of like, hey, you've got to let go of the past and embrace the future. So like it doesn't do much good to do a lot of comparing or anything like that. But
now
by itself without comparison, it like I want it to be more like the movie.
Well, and I agree. And I'll say this, right? And I think it's an important part of this discussion. Where that attraction is located, it's a fish out of water, okay? It's not a Frontierland attraction whatsoever at all, which gives me a little bit of concern about the future of Frontierland in the first place, right? Now, Big Thunder Mountain's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And so now you've got this one attraction in between Big Thunder Mountain and the rest of Frontierland, right, which is all those stores and Pecos Bill and everything like that. So I think that it's a miss. It's a miss. Could have done better. I think the kids, we were all talking about maybe of other stories that would have made more sense to use for Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
You know, you could have had a Princess and the Frog attraction. But if you think about it, isn't the Princess and the Frog attraction, isn't that more like what the Navi River should be at Animal Kingdom?
Yeah.
Right? It should be a calm, serene, dark ride on a river or log or something like that, if that's what you were going to do. But even the story they told in this attraction didn't make sense for a log ride. Like, I couldn't put the two together. Like, why are we on a log and doing this? I thought we were building a restaurant, and now what's happening?
Now we're trying to get the musicians to the, find musicians and get them to the show.
Yeah. It's Gnarlands. Stick them on a carriage.
Okay. All right. We got to move on. So we also said hello to just next door at Pecos Bill. We said hello to the new menu. You'd been talking about wanting to try the Build Your Own Bowl.
For years, I said, I will never eat at Pecos Bill ever again. And they introduced a new menu. I said, okay, I'll give it a try.
So what?
You know what? It wasn't much to look at. In fact, honestly, when I got it, I'm just like, oh, man.
You're like, I fell trapped to this again.
I screwed up. Actually, I thought it was really pretty good.
Yeah, it's the cola rice, pork or
rice
the cherry
bowl
pork.
With the cola, yeah, cherry cola pulled pork, which again, it looked disgusting. Like if you looked at it, you'd be just like, I'm not eating that. No, it was actually, I thought it was really good.
That's because you wouldn't get the other toppings on there.
Well, I took all the beans and other stuff off.
Yeah,
that
could have given
that.
It some, a little bit of.
I think that would have made it look even worse. but I thought it was really very good.
I had it last time when I went with my friends, not my kids, to Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and I got the chicken, and that was not very good. So if I were to make a recommendation, I would always recommend the pork.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I thought it had a really good flavor to it.
Okay.
It's not a looker. Took forever for our food to come out, even though we mobile ordered. Like, even after, you know, we were there during our arrival window, it was probably 25, nearly 30 minutes for it to finally come out. And, you know, Pecos Bill, the dining experience hasn't improved. There's
sitting on
there's
those little stools
so
that
many
are
seats,
right off the floor.
So many seats, yet no place to sit. And I think a part of it is because the kitchen is so slow, you're not turning tables over fast enough.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting experience, but...
But we tried something new.
But I tried something new.
Good job, great. Randy. He who does not like change. All right, we got a few more here. I know we're going long here. This is just an honorable mention. I got a very cute new pink backpack as a souvenir. So sometimes it's exciting to say hello to souvenirs that are... exciting, because for a while there, I feel like maybe we were going too often or whatever, but there was just nothing new or exciting. And I got this very cute pink backpack that says Disney World on it. Remember they had like the pink Crocs and like there was a whole like bright pink section and it was like, Kayla, come by me. That's what it said.
Interesting.
You got some souvenirs too.
I got some souvenirs.
Yeah.
I bought a pack of keychains. Yeah. I got all these car keys that I've never had any keychains on, and so I got a pack of Mickey Mouse keychains, five of them. Every Mickey's got a different color pants, and so now I've paired them up to the different car keys.
And all the places. Okay, so also we said hello to a new park. We went to Typhoon Lagoon for the first time.
That's right.
And that was your first water park.
That was my first Disney water park experience.
And we can go into depth for that one, but it's just
for me. It was the first time to ever do five parks at Disney World.
We had a five park trip this year and next year. If you are staying at a Disney hotel the day of check in, you and everybody that's staying at the hotel gets a free water park ticket. So on the day you check in. So. But yeah, we'll go into depth on that one. I know you have a lot of takeaways from that. But as a family, it was just kind of fun to just get on vacation and just go and just start playing.
Well, first of all, you know,
except the 8-hour bus ride from across the street from our hotel.
That's a different story. But first of all, I'll just say this: I think this is a brilliant concept for them to give you free water park admission on your hotel check-in day. For years, we have done this 5 a.m. flight so that we wouldn't miss any park time, basically. We'd leave. Our flight would be at 5:40 a.m. We would land basically at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. We would head directly to the hotel to drop all our stuff off. You know, back when they had the Magical Express, it was great. You could just go. They'd take care of all your stuff. Now you got to get your stuff someplace. And then we get to a park and you'd feel like you were cheated out a little bit of time. I'd be stressing out on the airplane whether the Wi-Fi would work and I could get a virtual queue or a lightning lane or
Genie
anything.
Plus.
Now a lot of that's solved too, so that was good. But I just like that we were able to get there. We landed. Our room wasn't ready. No problem. You know, we'd leave our stuff with bell service. We put our swimsuits on and we went to the water park. And that was the rest of our day.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. And you know, for our youngest is 11, so I think it's even more beneficial if you have smaller children because they have had to sit in their seat and they've had to sit and do this and this. And so you can go to a water park and you can kind of let loose a little bit and play and run around. So in future episodes, we'll dive into that. Again, we said hello to a new Disney resort, which is Old Key West. We will do a whole episode about that, but that... for our last minute trip, we were able to use our Disney Vacation Club points, and they had a 2-bedroom, which is helpful when you have big children.
Family of six.
Yes, and no one wants to share a bed with their brother and all that stuff. So
listen, I thought that was amazing. 30 days out, we were able to get a 2-bedroom reservation at any of the DVC resorts.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things where it's like, well, I didn't really care where it was.
Yeah.
If we could get it, we were going to take it. I think we had options to get studios and stuff in other places, but this was for our situation the best way. And you know, those 2 bedrooms are the nicest furnished. You get all the amenities. Again, we'll go into more detail about the resort because I do have a lot of commentary here. But it worked out well for us.
So let's round it out with a couple new things that we said hello to. So we said hello to the Nomad Lounge that is off of, what's that restaurant? Tiffin's at Animal Kingdom. So there's just a lounge. Randy didn't get a seat with the back. He had to sit on a bench and it was pretty expensive, but we tried something new. Some of the food was good. Some of it was okay. I think y'all had some drinks that were...
I'm not going back.
You're not going back. So he's not going to be a nomad anymore.
The food wasn't bad, but it just for the experience and the price and the whatever and the I don't need to do that again.
It's a no for me.
It's a no for me.
And then the last thing that I have on my list that we said hello to was our 11-year-old got to be a wilderness explorer and try out that at Animal Kingdom, where you get this book and you go to all these different stations and you talk to these cast members that just love their job.
Oh my gosh, those cast members. They might be the best cast members in all of the parks. The energy and enthusiasm they put into
and
talking about their specific
children.
Station, right? And getting these kids who are really only there just to collect a sticker, but then get them engaged and to do stuff. It was amazing. You know, I felt like a little bit of a curmudgeon for so long because I think I would have been like, I don't want to do that. It's going to take time. Well, let's get to the next thrill ride. Yes. Anyways, Henry wanted to do this and I was like, okay, man, go for it. And he was, you know, he was gung ho. Now it's a little different now having an 11 going on 12-year-old who is a pretty independent, first
and
of all.
And he can read the map and he knows where things were.
He
knows
could come
the park
up with his own plan. Yeah. You know, we finally got him a phone. So if we needed to, like, we'd be able to find him. Yeah. Like, there was just a lot of things going for it. But it was really cool to watch him be like, I want to do this. And then he would go and he would learn at these different stations about the animals and the stuff like that.
And some conservation.
It made Animal Kingdom finally make sense.
Yeah. Well, and he's seen up. And so he's all in for, you know, the wilderness is meant to be explored, right?
Yep. And that's Henry to a T, right? The wilderness is meant to be explored. That's is going to explore it, right? He's recently taken up fishing and he just loves everything outdoors, really. If it's outdoors, he wants to do it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool. So it was a neat program. I think it's relatively new because I don't remember it being as like in depth if they had it. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Like I said, I was a curmudgeon for a while.
Maybe the Sherman Brothers wrote it.
Yeah, maybe the Sherman Brothers came up with it.
I'm sorry.
I don't think so, Tim.
Well, you're just never wrong. And so I have to just, you know, right? When
Well, I'm wrong all the time. People remind me that constantly.
Okay. Anyway, so that's just kind of a flyover of what we said hello and goodbye to. And just to be sentimental, we said hello to a lot of family memories and just a fun vacation. And even though it was June, we had a great time. So thank you, Disney World.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we'll be back.
We will.
See you real soon.
Goodbye.